Blur's Alex James has claimed that returning to the band is more relaxing than parenting. Blur have recently released their latest album, The Ballad of Darren, as well as playing two sold-out shows at London's Wembley Stadium recently. James had previously stated that the band have no plans to retire anytime soon, joking that Blur's future depends on whether they can keep frontman Damon Albarn interested. "We all realize that it's something that none of us can ever walk away from. Why would we want to? It is very emotional for us," the bassist remarked. Blur Bubble. Alex James made these comments during a recent chat on the Parenting Hell podcast, where he addressed a previous quote, where he once claimed that he spent £1 million on drugs and booze while in the band. He would subsequently go on to become a cheesemaker at his Cotswolds farm. "I kind of made it up and everyone believed it. But that is coming back to haunt me now," James said. "Playing the bass in a rock band is the easiest thing, compared to parenting," he continued. "It actually is relaxing going back into that Blur bubble. Terrifying." Father of five Alex James claimed that his children enjoy a more rock and roll lifestyle than he did, claiming that some of their parties can be terrifying. "I think 16th birthdays are the worst of them all. All the years of rock and roll, nothing can hold a candle to those parties when you're like 16, rock and roll had nothing on that actually," James stated. He added, "At 16, you're in the speedboat and you want to know how fast it goes, and by the time you're 18 you've kind of worked out where your limits are a little bit," he added. "I always try and get him to have their 16th birthdays at his farm's annual event, festival, so that the liabilities are not mine. It's terrifying. It is really terrifying." Elsewhere, Alex James also offered us an insight into the difference between life on the road and life at home. "The last time I went away, I dropped the kids at school and flew to Mexico City, where there were thousands of people waiting for us at the airport and hotel. When we got to the venue, a stadium, it was huge," he revealed. Adding, "But afterwards, you get home and you have to wash up and the kids are like, 'Dad, stop being a wanker.'"